You are listening to The Auto Tech Show, a podcast dedicated to the evolution of technology and modern-day solutions in the automotive industry. Join our host, Mark Babin, as he speaks with the industry-leading professionals from around the world on the constantly changing topics of the automotive industry. Each episode has the ability to provide new ideas that you won't want to miss, from upcoming technology to some of the most recent automotive advances. And now for our host, Mark Babin.
Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to another great episode of the Auto Tech Show. My name is Mark Babin, your host as always. It's great to have you with me. Now on this show, we're going back to the fleet industry and talking about the fantastic preventative maintenance potential that comes when you merge cutting-edge hardware with modern-day software solutions. It really is a time of exponential innovation in the industry, and we're very excited to talk about how you can take advantage of both the hardware and software sides to elevate your business's efficiency and ultimately your revenue. Now, to do this, I'm very excited to bring a giant in the automotive space, Michael Hartman. Michael is the Senior Director of Heavy Duty Sales Vehicle Aftermarket in North America for SKF. Of course, you'll know SKF from an episode a few months back. They're a world-leading provider of innovative solutions that help industries become more competitive and sustainable. They were actually founded in 1907. They're represented in more than 130 countries around the world and have 17,000 distributor locations. Now, Michael gave some great insight on how merging hardware with software can create so much potential. They actually have a new product on the line as well that he's going to talk a little bit about, something super cool that helps with preventative maintenance. But let's get into the episode. You're going to love this one. I'll catch you on the other end for a quick breakdown and recap. Enjoy. Michael, I'm excited to have you on with me today. Thank you so much. I know you have a packed schedule these days, but I certainly appreciate your time. And first and foremost, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And we're excited to share some of our new innovations and some of the, the efficiencies that we spent to help the commercial vehicle market.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like innovation is really at the baseline culture of what SKF represents.
It is. We always try to push that boundary to offer solutions for, you know, the traditional light duty market. But basically, we'd like to say anything that moves or rolls, we want to try to push that innovation as far as we can to give the best efficiency to our customers.
Yeah, ultimately, it's upping their efficiency, keeping that uptime as high as possible, giving them sustainable options. But then obviously, it affects that bottom line as well for them. So balancing all that must be something you guys get excited about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. So then let's jump straight in. Now, obviously, the main topic of today is merging these hardware solutions with software solutions, something that's quite exciting. But my first question then has to be, how does integrating cutting edge hardware with these modern software solutions, such as telematics systems as well and data analytics and all of these type of solutions, how does that help to revolutionize the overall fleet space from you? I know you guys are working on some cool stuff. Obviously, you guys are focusing on this combination a lot recently. You have your new tire failure detection technology, which is something that's really cool and I learned a lot about. So I'd love to hear more of your insights on merging of these two types of technologies.
Yeah, the whole sector of not only in vehicles, but everything, the technology is growing and moving rapidly, more than it has in the last 5 years and it has probably in 20 years, right? The good and bad thing, the good thing is, even though we're launching it here on the automotive side, SKF has been doing what we like to call condition monitoring, monitoring assets, whether it be like a pulp mill or windmill or even a railroad, which is moving as well. But we've taken some of those core competencies that we've done for over 20 years and now taking them to the commercial vehicle market. So this is now giving data-driven analytics to the end users, fleets, either through a telematics provider or a standalone version through a simple bolt-on device. So us knowing specifically the health of a wheel end and what that looks like, we can actually monitor that, set some thresholds to help our end users and fleets make some informed decisions well before a catastrophic event were to happen.
Which is what obviously we want to avoid. And because you have that sort of pedigree in the industries, other industries, I know even just riding my local Vienna trains, I see SKF on parts of the train as well. So you have a strong pedigree of success. Does that help then translate into these additional parts that you're creating four fleet spaces.
It does. It comes from our knowledge of being installed in that base. We're in over 50% of the commercial vehicle market today. And the great part about that is we get a lot of those insights and data, and having a fleet team that's out there working directly with fleets to look at this innovation and to essentially guarantee that uptime. So it's for us being there on that infrastructure helps us really understand what's going on in the market today and looking for potential solutions and creating great ideas like the Trax Wheel and Monitor, creating good components like the Trax Wheel and Monitor to offer solutions to fleets.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great add-on for a lot of fleets that are wanting to modernize and wanting to enter this predictive maintenance phase with, you know, as best sustainability as possible, because it's expensive in the fleet industry and they don't want to be replacing their fleets. They want to try to keep that life cycle as long as possible. And I guess pieces like this can only help.
So you just nailed it, is that really the industry itself and the end users are really pushing those life cycles up, right? They want us to, you know, they want to make sure when they buy, these assets are very expensive now, truck and trailer, and they want to get the maximum uptime and life cycle, that be repetitive, out of those components. And one thing is that's what we can help them do and really take an individual measurement of that. So utilizing the data through a telematics provider, they can really spec their equipment and really look specifically for their business to say, does this make sense? Or do I need to put a different type of component on there to make sure I can meet the life cycle and the demand of the fleet?
Yeah. And I guess that demand is only increasing and what fleets expect out of their vehicles as well. And that puts additional pressure on your team, but it must be something that you relish as well.
Absolutely. So we're trying to always push that boundary of giving extended warranties or giving just performance, right? And not doing a commercial, really from a technical aspect of performance and making sure that if we put our name on it, that we want to ensure that if it's a 5-year, 10-year warranty, whatever it would be, that we can really back that up from a technical-based warranty.
And just continue on with that success that you've had with other industries as well.
Exactly.
So you touched on preventative maintenance there, and I think it's obviously an important subject with fleets because they want to take advantage of as much preventative as they can. They don't want to have downtime on their vehicles. And obviously we've spoken about SKF and the pedigree that you have. Obviously you have a strong foothold in components, bearings, seals, other elements for wheel ends, drive lines, and engines. And so knowing this and having this experience, what are some of the key advantages in combining hardware with software in terms of this early detection point of view?
Yeah. So, and this is one thing that using the predictive data, and it's machine learning that we're actually doing this with, is that we can actually give insights to the fleet to let them schedule planned maintenance. If they identify a problem through the telematics, certainly we want to take a look at it and look at the wheel end. In this case, it'd be a wheel end monitor. We want to physically go out there and look at it, make sure nothing's physically broke, like a component or something like that. But if it does indicate something's going on in the wheel end, this gives them the opportunity to bring that in a controlled environment. So maybe, let's say 1,000 miles down the road, it was scheduled to come in for some type of other service. They can combine those services together, knowing that there's, it can be in a scheduled way and in controlled cost, instead of breaking down on the side of the road, calling a service out to try to fix it in an uncontrolled environment. So you can now start scheduling those services together and really utilize that downtime to their benefit to maximize their uptime.
Because I guess the worst thing they want to do is be far away from headquarters with something perhaps happening and then be stuck with maybe transport costs or having to go to an extra garage or something like this. Not to mention having a failure out on the roadway can be catastrophic for the fleet and for the public.
Yeah. And man, you hit another great point there. And I'll have to get the data, but just in a general sense, we use this when we go out and we have what's called TFO training. It's trouble-free operation. So we have fleet teams and our key account managers, they go out and work directly with fleets to do wheel end training. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because it's still a process. And while the industry is getting more educated, generally, I'm going to call it the normal, not normal, but the understanding is that 2 sets of wheels come off of a tractor and trailer a day. So think about that. You know, that's pretty scary. You got 80,000 pounds rolling down the road. If we can give any type of insight to the fleets to fix one of those so you don't have a thermal event or have a catastrophic wheel end failure, that's the biggest thing we want to do, is make sure that we have safety first, guaranteeing them uptime and making sure they can obviously control their costs. But All those things lead to one as far as making sure that the trucks are safely going down the road.
This episode of the Auto Tech Show is proudly sponsored by Tire Summit, where tire innovation meets automotive aftermarket excellence. Europe's first Tire Summit is set to take place this year on the 13th of June, 2024 in Vienna, Austria, and is set to have some great speakers and panelists covering four primary topics of conversation, including technology, insights, regulations, and engagement. Head down to the podcast notes and you'll see more information about Tire Summit and a link where you can learn more and even apply to attend. Now let's get back to this episode of the Auto Tech Show with Michael Hartman at SKF.
So I want to know, I know one thing that we were going to focus on is more efficiency, right? Is looking at the maybe some of the new architectures and what we're doing there, utilizing this data to make sure that that we're creating new wheel ends that are more efficiency, more efficient, and also better for the environment and, you know, personally and corporately being responsible, right? That's the big thing that we're looking for now is really because as we're moving to advanced propulsion as far as, you know, powering with hydrogen and EV, creating lower friction products that are also sustainable solutions for the years to come. SKF has very ambitious goals and takes them very serious when it comes to sustainability. 2030 are some key points, 2050 are some key points for us, but we're going to be there for sure because that's the environment that we want to personally live and thrive and also from a corporate aspect as well.
So obviously that has lots to do with then the data that comes in, but then using that data effectively in order to build more sustainable models for everyone. Is that something that you feel is being underutilized in the fleet industry right now, and there's an opportunity in that respect?
Absolutely. I think the issue is that we're all creating, whether it be in brakes or wheel bearings or thermal monitoring, we're all creating all this data. It's really putting it together. And there's a couple good platforms out here with telematics that are putting that data together to be able to do that, right? And that we're really on the cusp of that. And some people are executing that data to be able to again, give these efficiencies to the fleets to really redesign their fleets in some cases, change some of the architecture to maybe not be so burdened on standard fossil fuel, for example. So that way they can, maybe in this one application, we're hauling a lighter load. It's not using as much braking. So maybe we can use a different type of vehicle to be able to haul that load and really looking at it from a data aspect and from very analytically and taking a look at it.
Do you have any obviously you mentioned there like a specific example, but do you have any, like, I mean, it's a competitive industry and we don't want to give too much away of what companies do, but do you have any specific examples of a company that's perhaps used or worked with you to use this approach and now looks at data in a different way and has seen success from that?
Oh, absolutely. And even for me, from being a hard part component supplier, you know, we sell bearings, seals, and a lot of great solutions at SKF, but now looking at things from a data aspect and engaging with customers on a completely different level and understanding some of their pain points. I'll give you an example. We had Maverick Transportation. They're a large flatbed hauler, very innovative, very advanced in their telematics. We partner with Road Ready with those guys. They're a great telematics partner for us. And one thing that they were able to do, same situation, is identify some bearings that were in distress, not just one, a couple that are out there, and utilizing that data to bring it back, analyze it, and see, okay, now what's next, right? How do we change some of the ways that we approach the maintenance on the wheel end, right? Do we run these trailers a certain amount of time or what were we hauling on that? And really looking at it from the location I was at, what was the wheel end temperature and the telematics provider and Maverick is utilizing that data to really start building some great business models moving forward.
And I guess that's just a new part of their culture as well as that respect as well.
100%. They're using that data every day. And I can give you another one, just an example. Fuel hauler, right? Think about a fuel hauler running down the road to be able to potentially negate a thermal event on a fuel hauler. How valuable is that, right? And utilize that data, whether it be with cameras, because now everybody has cameras on their vehicles. They can actually watch the wheel end if it was potentially overheating or something going on. They can use all those different points of data. And it's not even some of SKF components. We're contributing to that, but they're using, you know, brake monitoring, axle monitoring, and everything in between, but really taking all those different data points to build the story of what's going on for us. us to be able to take that data and build better products. So not only for the fleet responsibility of what they're hauling and maybe the routes they're taking, but also from a component supplier or a tier one supplier to be able to build a better solution.
So obviously the future of a lot of these advancements really rely on onboarding and people buying into the concept of wanting to move forward and also contributing to moving forward, not just, you know, I don't understand it yet, so I'm not gonna get into that. That's not really an option anymore.
Right. Absolutely. I think everybody recognizes now that they have to use data to keep it going forward, right? From just from basic efficiencies, variety of tire replacement and everything in between. There's a lot of data that I think now it's becoming well received and adopted. Again, in the beginning, I think there was so much white noise that you have all these different things being thrown at you. You know, it's a investment, right? And you have to look at it as they make the right investment, right? So I think that that whole world of telematics and data is changing, right? And you're seeing multiple platforms collaborate together because it's not sometimes one platform does everything, right? There's different vocations, there's different data points that maybe some people do this type of measurement versus another, but there's a clear platform that you can actually they can use, I'm going to call it a single dashboard or pane of glass that they can take all these different information points together and give them a better understanding of what's going on in their.
And that is ultimately, I guess, the way that it can be understood the easiest is when everything is brought together into maybe a single platform. And it's not, I mean, it's kind of in contrast to with maybe the industry is in the past where there's a lot of individual parts and everyone's overly competitive. How important is that openness and people coming together to truly understand the potential of using their data?
Yeah. And that's why we're here today. I mean, even with TMC, that's a great part of this is really, I seen it today in a lot of, we had to talk earlier about different fleets collaborating together and telling some of their pain points, but they're challenging us as an industry to make sure that there's this agnostic type of approach, right? So they don't want to have to, they want to make sure that whether it's a type of connector or something, that it's a universal way of being able to capture this data and using it.
So not so much like the Apple way, it's more of a USB-C way.
Correct. Because that when you start individualizing those type of components, it really drives the cost up.
Yeah, and it makes it just impossible for some operators to advance because obviously there's a bunch of different tiers of operators here and we want to see the industry wholeheartedly move together, not just leave others behind, I suppose. It's a unique time in the industry because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. From, again, talking about, I keep going back to efficiency, but, you know, we all want to be sustainable, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think that we're all wanted to be responsible and the trucking industry is no different. We want to make sure we're that. And then I think us pulling together and utilizing the data to be able to do that is going to be the way of the future.
Can we continue to push it further? Is there a change that has to happen in order for us to be able to continue to gain on these efficiency points, these sustainability points?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think you're seeing that. So where we're looking at sometimes, you know, bolt-on options that while that's been great for the last 3 to 5 years, now you're seeing it already as a standard option. So now instead of buying a, you know, bearing that you have to have a sensor on to monitor that bearing, now you're buying a smart bearing that already has the sensors embedded into it. So it's there's a lot of great things that are coming out and new that whole the physical architecture of the components will start to change geared towards, I'll use the clichéist time of being smart, right?
Yeah.
Of being able to, you're now buying a component that already gives that data out.
Can you speak to like borrowing inspiration from other industry? Like obviously we look at this smart bolt-on type of technology, you know, it's like a smart meter for energy or something like this, where it's all built in one. Can the industry help its advancement by borrowing from other industries?
I think so. And I think we see that, right? So I mentioned earlier about having that single pane of glass, right? Whether it's, you know, your system at your house that has all these different type of smart devices, but you want to see that on a single cell phone. Same theory, but just in our world of trucking.
When you're talking to potential customers, you're talking to clients around the world, is it a hard sell still? Or is everyone sort of, they understand that this is important and they need to buy into looking at things this way and really truly like not even the data collection points, but then using the data as well. Is it a hard sell still?
So it's, I don't want to say it's not, let me go back. No, I don't think it's hard. It's still a challenge. People have, or fleets have an understanding that they know that outfitting a large fleet is an extreme amount of capital cost, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that that pendulum has starting to swing. We're starting to see people going from a transactional aspect of looking at it from a data aspect saying, okay, now I can look at that from a rationale to say, from an ROI aspect, yes, it's a larger upfront cost, but overall, I'm getting 2 more years out of my wheel end, or I'm getting, I've reduced my exposure or risk from having thermal events to this, right? By utilizing the more, I'm going to call it the data services or the telematics, the monitoring of their vehicles and assets are rolling down the road.
Okay. So it's not so much a hard sell. It's still a challenge for a lot of people to commit to it, perhaps, because it's something that's different than they're used to.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, kind of going back to one of my earlier points is that people want to make sure that they make the right decision, right? It's a huge investment. They want to make sure because, you know, just like your Apple phone today, you buy an Apple phone and then, or a phone in general, and then the next thing you know, a month from now, they release something new. Right. And now you've made this huge investment and this doesn't work with that. That's why it's really important to have, you know, upgradable assets to make sure that, you know, you're working in that an agnostic environment to where you it's not all tied to one single platform.
What is the main driver out of wanting to make this change? Is it a financial driver? Is that the ultimate bottom line? Is that the sustainability option? Is it regulatory? What's the main driver for companies that you're pushing forward when you look at, you know, this type of smart technology?
I think that sustainability is a big issue, but cost is also, right? That, you know, we still struggle in the workforce today to bring people in. So to make sure that we can have people come in and give them the data to give them a longer life cycle, they can keep assets maybe a little bit longer or keep them in a good uptime. Obviously, the more uptime they have, the financial benefit they have, and they can control their cost as well. So I think it's from a financial aspect. If you look at the bigger overall picture, that's where it's coming into to play.
And then just lastly, obviously, we're here at TMC in New Orleans, and it's a lot of the industry coming together, and it's a fantastic display of what's going on. I've noticed perhaps more than in other industries in years past, everyone seems very unified at an event like this. Is that important for the industry?
It is. I believe this is where people do have a chance to come together. And yes, the trade show aspect of TMC is great. You get to see a lot of great new innovation, Meet with some of the suppliers in a solid one place. But the other thing is, you know, from the commercial vehicle aspect, it's a very close-knit family, right? A lot of these guys will talk with their colleagues or talk with their peers to make sure that they're having the same issues too. What are you doing over here that works? Is this something, have you tried? It's really great to be able to network and sit in some of the workforce, the work study groups that they have to be able to listen to some of those, that their issues are out there, that they're not alone, right? So it's a lot of the same types of vehicles that are running down the road. They're running into a lot of the same issues that they can look at together and see if there's another potential solution out there.
And just before we sign off here, what's your message to companies perhaps that are wanting to get into the fleet space? Obviously, SKF had an established brand outside of it. You've come into it. You've established yourself here. You're growing. For others that want to come into this close-knit family, is it about attending events like this and just networking? Is there another side to it or something that they need to push further?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for us is being able to connect with fleets, right? This is a very fleet focused event. And one thing is I like to say we're a solutions company, right? Don't go in and just pitch products. That's not what they're there for. Really listen to your customers. I used something earlier. Sometimes you need to be a therapist more than a preacher, right? So we all can read from a PowerPoint or whatever it's going to be, or an asset as far as a marketing piece, but you really need to listen to the fleets, right? And this is a great opportunity where you can just have a cup of coffee with someone, talk about something that's going on in their life, and just tell them what you do, is whether you're offering a widget and what, why is your widget different? And is it fixing a pain point that fleets have today? So that's one way to be able to really listen to the voice of the customer. I know that sounds cliche-ish, but I think if you can come in and do that, you will go a long way.
And perhaps now is a really good time when really everyone's quite open in the industry as well to new ideas, new concepts, things like that.
Absolutely. It's our culture is changing rapidly in this trucking industry. It's not the same as yesteryear, right? There's a lot of new technology and people are open to newer concepts to be able to push that boundaries. But we just got to be able to give them the data to be able to prove that it's a working model and that it's going to be successful for them and really address some of the issues or pain points that they're running into.
Yeah, and ultimately see how these hardware and software solutions can come together at the end of the day. Perfect. Michael, thank you so very much. I learned a ton during this conversation. I hope the audience did as well. Before we sign off, any final notes from your side?
No, thank you. We look forward to it. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk about SKF today and also about our industry.
Yeah, it was absolutely great to have you guys back on the show and looking forward to perhaps a future one as well as you guys continue to expand. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there we have it. Another great episode. A big thank you to Michael and to SKF. It's fantastic having them back on the show. Such a large company with such a presence, and it's great to see them continue to innovate and bring solutions to fleets, specifically here in North America, somewhere where they're growing rapidly. SKF obviously has a pedigree of success in a variety of other industries, and it's fantastic to see them excelling in fleet here as well. Again, a big thank you to Michael, to SKF, and to all of you for joining me on this episode. Lots of great notes to take away and things to think about within your own fleet operations. Hopefully, you can take those steps in the coming weeks and months. So with that, we'll bring this episode to a close. If you have any questions about what you heard today, just drop down to the podcast notes. Links for both Michael and myself are there. Please drop us a line. But I wish you a fantastic day wherever in the world you may be. We'll be back very soon with the next episode. You won't have to wait long, I promise. So have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you on an episode very soon. Bye for now.